Welcome back, ATL family, to our 14th message from the host. It's been a minute. We haven't had one since the end of last year for our year-end review, and now we are doing number 14 and our countdown to episode 100. You see me post on that, and I've gotten a lot of feedback about it. And as far as where this show goes after 100, we still do not know, but I can promise this, that you're in for some great episodes leading up to an explosive number 100. Today, I wanted to take the time for this message to give a public thanks to one of our biggest supporters for the Sissy Officer Foundation. We're out here in East Texas at the beautiful Mill Creek Ranch, and I want to introduce the general manager, Norman. Can you tell him who you are and tell a little about yourself?
I will. Joe, thanks for having me on, and welcome back to Mill Creek. My name is Norm Bissonette. I'm the general manager of Mill Creek Ranch Resort, and we're located in Canton, Texas, about 60 miles southeast of Dallas.
So you have a long history with supporting the Sissy Officer Foundation, and we're going to get into some events that we have here throughout the year. And we have an upcoming event that's just under a month out. But can you talk about the history of this resort?
I sure can. You know, what I'd like to kind of do is give you a little background about me.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Then I can lead into why I'm here at Mill Creek. My wife, Leslie, and I, we're going to be celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary this August.
Congratulations.
And we have two wonderful adult daughters and five grandkids. I'm a retired detective from Johnson County, Kansas Sheriff's Office. I served 30 years in law enforcement with three different agencies, the last being with the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. And over those 30 years, I originally started out as a reserve police officer prior to becoming a certified law enforcement officer. Ironically, both my father and my grandfather were in law enforcement. My first full-time law enforcement position was with the Wellsville, Kansas Police Department, a little three-man police department located about 45, 50 miles from the Kansas-Missouri state line. During my career, I worked for one of the last public safety departments in Kansas, the Gardner Department of Public Safety. While I was there, I was a sergeant on the police side in the patrol division, and I was a captain on the fire side in the fire division, and then a first responder for the EMS division. I left Gardner DPS probably in, I want to say, 98, and I went to the Johnson County, Kansas Sheriff's Office, and I worked in corrections for about 6 to 8 months, and then moved to patrol, became a patrol training officer for the Sheriff's Office, and then moved up to investigations in 2000-2001 time frame. While I worked in investigations, I was a member of the Kansas City Metropolitan Metro Squad, the officer-involved shooting investigation team, the Kansas Association of Hostage Negotiators. I also became an in-case certified computer forensic examiner, and then was a member of the Sheriff's Emergency Response Team. Historically, they call it SWAT. We called it CERT at the Sheriff's Office. Sometime around 2012-2013, I had told my wife after I retired that I wanted to move to Texas to be closer to our two grandsons at the time. We now have five.
Wow.
Four boys and a girl. My wife and I, we traveled the Dallas metro area looking for a potential location to retire at. I explained to her that when I retired, I wanted to do a work camping gig, you know, find a location where I could put a fifth wheel and then work at that place, and which would compensate me for my RV site. And so we found Mill Creek Ranch Resort. From 2015 to 2017, I handled maintenance duties, painting cottages, eventually moved into the RV lodge here at Mill Creek and worked behind the front desk taking reservations. In the middle part of 2017, I was fortunate enough to be asked to become the general manager of the resort. And at the time, I'd had conversations with the owner, which is owned by the Stewart family, and the dad, Jim, asked me if I'd be interested in taking over the GM position. And I explained to him I didn't know anything about running an RV park. I knew people, and I would be his best asset protector. And so here we are in 2024. I think it's kicking it off really good. And we've created a culture here at the resort. The Stewart family, they had an envision of creating a location where people could come to East Texas and create memories. And so he wanted a high-end RV cottage resort. The Stewart family has an open heart, and really take care of people. And that's one of the reasons why they started this resort, is they have they have cottages here. They run about 399 square feet. And where Jim was located at, this manufacturer of these cottages was struggling. And Jim didn't want to see those folks lose their jobs. And so he bought into this manufacturing of cottages. And so then he thought, we got to have a place to be able to rent these things. And so he started buying land here in Canton, and that's really how the resort developed.
Did you know the Stewart family prior to coming to Texas?
No, I knew nobody except for my daughter and my son-in-law.
So you leave a life of being a servant, come to Texas, a new state, and then you want to just put down roots at a park somewhere where you can do a little bit of work and just stay and make it a new home. But your work ethic clearly caught the eye of the Stewart family, and they starting where you started, just doing grunt work. It's literally like starting like as a PO in a department and working your way up.
Exactly.
And they noticed something in you way back then, clearly.
Yes, exactly. I'm treated as one of the family, which is really important because I've lost both my parents. Andrew, the son, treats me like a brother, you know, and I've lost my brother. It's been a blessing for our family, because we consider this our home. We sold our house for 25 years and moved into a fifth wheel, and that's currently where we're at.
Little did you know you're going to find a new family in Texas.
Exactly.
In Canton, Texas.
Exactly.
You told me a story that really struck me offline about when you took over and how you relate to the employees and staff here and try to convey a message of work ethic that you've clearly have had decades of applying. Can you tell that story about the boots?
Yeah, I'll share that. I roughly have anywhere from 30 to 47 employees at a given time. And coming from where I came from, definitely a different culture for me. And nothing against the folks that were here. Work ethic was different than what I was accustomed to from being in law enforcement. There was a time during, we celebrate Employee of the Month. And so we had an Employee of the Month meeting. And I think there was a there was some topics that had been brought up about loyalty and people not getting along or having each other's back within the staff. And so I brought a pair of my law enforcement boots, and I set them in the middle of the conference room before the staff arrived. And as they were gathering around tables to sit down for the employee party, I could see them saying, "Whose boots are those? Whose boots are those?" And so when I started to talk, I talked about my responsibilities to the resort and wearing my Mill Creek work boots, the ones that I had on. And then I transitioned over to why it's important to come to work, why it's important to have loyalty in what you're doing, because it gives you the self-worth of who you are. You know, it's a buy-in process of trying to get folks to understand that it's not all about money. It's about commitment. And so I gave them some stories of my law enforcement boots, and I pointed them out, and I picked them up, and I explained to them about there's more that goes on in this world than what we realize. I gave them some examples of some officer-involved shootings, some real personal contacts with child victims, and I let them know that there's a community out there of folks that just want to have a sense of belonging, and I wanted them to have that if they wanted to work here at Mill Creek. That sense of belonging, that I understand life, and I get that we all struggle at different times. And I wanted them to have that opportunity to hear that from me, so that they knew that this is a great place for them to be. And some of them would buy in and some of them wouldn't. So it's kind of like the old phrase, you know, you're either on the bus or you're not on the bus.
Well, you saw it for, you're a testament firsthand to how this ranch and the owners of this ranch treat you like family. If you wanted to, that's what you want.
Yep.
Exactly. And if you don't, then you might look at a different bus.
Right. That's exactly right.
When you got involved, I want to get into how did you create such a great relationship with the Assist the Officer Foundation, and I understand why you did it, because if you're more than your almost your whole life, you've had a servant's heart and being a member of the Blue family, and then now understanding it like you do. How did that relationship start, and how did you develop that?
So I have an events manager here at the resort, and she introduced us to Vicky. And
Vicky White.
Vicky yep. White, yes. And early on, when I first took over, as you come in the resort, there's three flagpoles. There's the U.S. flag, the Texas flag, and at the time there was a Mill Creek Ranch Resort flag. The owners and myself talked about the need of wanting to change that flag. And I asked about putting up a public safety flag or a back the blue flag. And we've done that since 2017. And from my experience in law enforcement and knowing that I wished there was a organization such as the ATO that you folks have department-wide for all departments. And that's not the case.
No.
And it needs to happen. There needs to be a location where folks can come as law enforcement or first responders to be able to feel that comfort and be able to detach and say, I don't have to worry about the stressors of the job. And the owners agreed with me that this needs to be that kind of place. Mill Creek needs to be that kind of place. And so we proposed that to Vicky White on having the ATO fundraisers out here, which kind of piggybacked to a couples retreat that they now have here.
Yes.
But we've been doing a fundraiser, being the host, since 2018. Which has been a wonderful experience. Definitely my bloodline of wanting to do something for our sisters and brothers in the blue or in the first responder field is deep.
Well, we appreciate the Stewart family for recognizing that too and just saying, yeah, you know what, we do. Because there's a lot of organizations, I deal with a lot of organizations that support the Assist the Officer Foundation or they support the police and fire, but from the shadows and from the distance,
right.
And they don't. Hey, don't we just can't talk about publicly where you got this from? We love you. We know we need you, but we can't publicly go forward with this. You know, in this day and age.
Yeah, we even did a thing when COVID first came in March of 2019. We were fortunate enough from the Stewarts that we kept all our staff on, and then what we did was. We became a location for public safety or first responders to be able to quarantine.
Oh, wow.
And so we've had officers from the metro area that had to quarantine out here, local officers that had to quarantine, firefighters, EMS folks. So we provided that location for them to be able to do that at no cost to them, which is really remarkable.
In this day and age, it's very remarkable,
yeah,
to have that kind of support. You touched on the couples retreat. I got to say, Vicky White and the spouses group, they worked so hard on putting these together, and Vicky makes it kind of a personal mission to make it better every year. And having the loyal support of people like you and Stewart family in this ranch. We just had it about a month ago,
right.
Few weeks ago.
Yeah, we normally do it around Valentine's Day.
Yep, it was Valentine's Day weekend actually, and the feedback we've gotten, just they hit it out of the park, and she's already planning for the next one for
Wonderful.
Next year.
Yeah, I was talking with Christy Powell, my events manager, mm-hmm. Yesterday about that. In fact, and mm-hmm. The first year we had five cottages that were occupied by the couples retreat. This last Valentine's weekend, we had 27 cottages. So, you know, and it's just grown.
Well, Vicky, being a wife of a longtime first responder, and Lance, she understands and you know this as well, the family has to be involved. They got to be involved. They got to be supported. That way they can support. And they need to have education on the actual job and what the first responder goes through to know how to navigate that, because it's not easy, you know, to be a spouse of a first responder, and because there are a lot of bad days.
Yeah, you know, back to the why, you know, it's kind of why we support the foundation the way that we do. The Stewart family, who share that same passion, as you mentioned, we understand, you know, first responders and their families, and we wanted definitely to be known as a location where these families can come together and relax and detach from their profession. You know, it takes a special kind of individual to get into public safety. It really does. And during my law enforcement career, you know, I've definitely witnessed and experienced life-altering situations that affected first responders. Being in that public safety field, it's often more than a job, you know, or a career. It becomes your identity. And we want our folks with that identity to have a location that they can come and relax.
Speaking of that identity, and to, you know, everybody, it seems like when they're starting, after 5 to 10 years of being in it, you're already thinking about a timeline of, I'm looking forward to retiring and getting away from it, traveling, fishing, hunting, doing another job, whatever you want to do. But that is an identity that you take on and you live it, and your family has to live it as well. Sometimes they could be a casualty of your trauma.
Yep.
Whenever you decided to finally, after over 3 decades of doing it, how hard was it for you to take away that identity?
You know, I struggled the first 2 years after I retired. And it's ironic that you bring this question up. So I've had some friends within the last 2 weeks from my department back in Kansas arrive here at Mill Creek Ranch Resort, both of which have retired, and just recently. And one of the things I explained to them was the identity part never goes away. But there is life after law enforcement, and that's what it's taken me to be able to get myself into a position of staying busy. I've had fellow officers who have retired and either taken their own life shortly after retirement just because of personal stressors, It took me 2 years, at least 2 years after I retired, to go, there's life after law enforcement. And there's so many more good people than there are bad, even in today's society. And for our future officers that are now coming on board, it's a different world for them. For me, when I thought about retirement, I had just tested for sergeant. Fortunately for me, I was able to look at the numbers and go, boom, it's time for me to step away.
Whenever you made that decision, I know you came up here for the grandkids. What kind of fear was that, though, to leave all you've known in a state that you still love? I'm looking around your room here and I see Chiefs and Jayhawks, so that is a big step to not only shed this identity of being an officer and a servant, to go to another state of really a lot of unknowns.
That whole that I said earlier, that it takes a special kind, I don't think you ever get rid of that brother or sisterhood of being in law enforcement, especially if you're in it for a long period of time. You go from spending the majority of your life with those folks and not your family because of the hours and the demands of that profession. And it's hard to comprehend that if you haven't experienced it, if you've never been in law enforcement. And I know most of our listeners are probably within that group. And for those folks that are contemplating retirement or what have you, know there's an adjustment period for that retirement. There's that bond that you've built with those folks. And fortunately for me, most of those folks that I had that bond with are now also retired. But what a education it was for me to really grasp of not having those guys or gals around all the time. Totally different moving out of state. I was born and raised in Kansas. Most folks that are in our profession or that were in our profession, I don't say that are loners, but we are self-aware of our surroundings. And so I don't socialize a bunch, but I make a commitment to the staff that I have of showing it's okay to be human and to have the work ethic that you want to have, you know, create that family culture here to where when you get here, you've got that comfort level. I don't want folks to leave, you know, when they're looking for a job. I'd rather them want to stay because of the culture. So it took me 2 years. It was a huge adjustment. I still feel like I live the cop's life, you know, for my surroundings. But yeah, there's definitely an adjustment period.
Well, the connectivity that you really, you know, everybody craves some kind of connection and the connectivity to people that they know. And you know cops, you know first responders. Now you have a new home, a new state, and a new mission and why. And with this ranch, and I think it's amazing what you're doing here and the culture you're establishing here, because you know the family culture. You know your own family, but you also know the first responder family culture, and that's what, you know, and a lot goes into that, including work ethic, loyalty, brotherhood and sisterhood, and it's really nice to see that you're providing that for your staff to know that they are family first.
And I owe all of that to my background and how I was trained, how I, you know, all the trainings that you go through. And I try to pass that on to the folks here because I want it to be a place where they feel comfortable coming to work.
And they enjoy it.
Yes. Yeah, that's the main thing. They have that self pride of ownership. You know, like they own this.
Starting any organization or new task, you're going to have a lot of challenges, some hard, some, you know, some fairly easy transitions. But do you recall any challenges early on that they were kind of put in front of you just had to deal with, and you also learned from yourself about you had to be flexible and change?
You know, I sure did. You know, it's not knowing what the requirements are of a general manager when your position is generally, or the business is generally, for outside guests to be able to come and enjoy themselves. You know, I run anywhere from 35 to 47 staff members at a time. And when I first took over, I sensed there was probably some personal use issues amongst staff. And so then I did the typical screenings and what have you. But one of the things that I learned is from people's mistakes, we either cut ties with some, or some folks took accountability of their own faults. But we gave them the avenue of being able to stay on board, which is totally different than what I'm accustomed to, because I can remember a time in law enforcement and investigations where I had to interview a fellow officer who failed a mandatory drug screen. And that was a very challenging interview for me. So coming to the civilian side of life, I had to realize that folks need to be able to have an opportunity to grow. And I can say, you know, two of my maintenance guys are probably their leads now, who had their own struggles in life. But what an testament to them to be able to oversee that and overcome those issues. I've had employees who have struggled who are now employees of the month on numerous occasions, or employees of the year. And fortunate for us, we have a system in place that we can help with that. And we tend to do that. And again, because it's family. That's the culture that, you know, you want to try and create.
No, that's great, because it doesn't matter what you what you wear to work or what task you have. You're human first, and we all make mistakes. I mean, and anybody listens to this show, you'll hear that. You'll hear people admit their mistakes, and you know, the next episode we have releasing right after this message is a cautionary tale and a great example of how things can spiral out of control, but people can be accountable to and also grow and learn from it. And you, as a boss coming from, you know, over 3 decades of being law enforcement and seeing how structured our profession is and how we are held to such standards in the public eye and even amongst ourselves, that some mistakes are unforgiving. But I'm glad that you in your new role understand that that life needs flexibility.
Yes, and you know, it's okay to be a good person. You know, it really is.
It's got to be rewarding to look now. You're talking about a lot of these folks that at one time struggled with let's just say life,
right?
And now they're thriving. And I think a lot has to do with culture that you established and what Mill Creek here, which y'all have going here.
And the cool thing is you know, people just have to realize sometimes you just got to take accountability for your own actions. And there's support there, you know, which is another reason why I love the ATO the way that I do, is the support that they provide to the families. And it's not always a tragic event. It's a lot of, it could be a financial issue.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of little things, medical issues. Sick children. I mean, yeah, yeah, there's
life happens
yep. and you need help. Support. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, and that's one of the key reasons why I think this foundation is why we want to be a part of that.
Well, we appreciate people like you, and you know, we need people like you and your organization to be able to help others.
Yep.
Because without our supporters, we cannot support those who need it.
Well, that, you know, that would be great if we could start talking a little bit about the First Responders Weekend then.
Yep. Let's talk about it.
All right. So Mill Creek, we've been, we're the location for the First Responders Weekend. We've been doing that since 2018. And we're doing that again this year from April 19th through the 21st. This event's going to be open to all first responders and their families. And we invite everyone to join us on Saturday the 20th for a barbecue meal, music, and cornhole tournament. And the cost for this barbecue meal is a donation, and that meal is prepared by the one and only Double Six Cook Team.
Yep.
So, and all those proceeds benefit the Assist the Officer Foundation.
Yeah, I'm looking at the flyer here. It's the First Responders Weekend Getaway, and we definitely want to promote that. And we want other law enforcement agencies from the Metroplex, and hell, if you can make the trip that weekend from out of state, yep, we would love to meet you. We'd love to hang out with you and have more connection with just people. We want the Dallas officer. The Dallas officer is going to show up.
Sure.
But we want other people from other departments and organizations to come out and be a part of it.
And know that this association helps those other departments as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We just helped out a Rockwall PD officer with something that was going on.
Right. So, right.
And firefighters, right. You know. Yeah, come out and join us and be a part of it. It's going to be April 9th. 19th through the 21st. I'm looking here, 6 p.m. On the 20th, we're going to have the the cornhole tournament and the barbecue. And he mentioned the Double Six Cook Team. That is a bunch of volunteers, retired DPD or current DPD, that come out, and these guys are good on a damn smoker.
Fabulous.
They're great, and they'll sit there and just cook until they have nothing left, and then they'll find more.
Yep.
To cook for the people to add to this event. Norm, we just talked about the great First Responders Weekend. Do you have any other events you got coming up that you want to you want the listener to know about?
Well, I can tell you that later this fall in October, October 19th, in fact, the Canton Police Department, along with Mill Creek Ranch Resort, hosts the Servants for Santa fundraiser. And all first responders and their families, along with the public, are invited to come to this fundraiser. There's going to be a chili bean and dessert cook-off. We'll have live music and a cornhole tournament. And then these funds are raised to help support the Children's Advocacy Center. Last year we raised right at $6,000. So we'd like to invite all those folks to come back and bring some new folks in.
Yeah, my wife, being in child abuse there in Dallas, she works at the Advocacy Center there. And those, yeah, those are true angels. That
Back in Kansas, they call it the Sunflower House. And so it's just, it's a whole different world for those folks. And they need supported as well.
Absolutely. So I want to leave the listener with a lasting impression of Mill Creek Ranch. Can you help us out with that?
You bet. On behalf of the Stewart family and my entire staff, I want to have folks come to Mill Creek Ranch Resort to create memories. And that's what we're in the business for. This is a location for you guys to come and relax and enjoy the fellowship of your fellow brothers and sisters in the public safety field. It's a family atmosphere. I have on staff, I've got fathers and daughters and son-in-laws working. My wife Les and my youngest daughter Britt and my daughter-in-law Jess, my oldest daughter Monica and my son-in-law Eric, they're all part of this family atmosphere. We use extended families. We have, Christy Powell, our events manager, we'll use her family as well to help out during events. I've got a housekeeping manager, Diane, and her sister, Kathy, that work here. I've got some folks in my maintenance department that are relatives to each other. And that department's run by a great guy by Gary Barber. And, all of our hope is that people can come and enjoy themselves. And you can have a location to where this is a place of family. And I know that you can talk to any one of my managers, whether it be Maria at the front desk or Susan in the office. There's not a person here that you couldn't talk to that would make you feel like you're part of the family.
Thank you so much for the support you have for the ATO and for all first responders and their families. It's greatly appreciated, and I look forward to being out here for the first responders getaway weekend and also any other future events. And if you need anything from ATO or Dallas PD, you have my phone number.
Well, I appreciate you being back, and we're excited to have everybody come back, and hopefully the weather will be cooperative. I know we've had a couple of years where it's not, but we've still had a very good time, and it's for a great cause.